Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Just thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time with us for some fun Disney talk. We're going to answer your listener questions today, including some great questions. We talk about a family that has three small kids, six and under. Which is the better breakfast option, Chef Mickey's or Topolino's Terrace? Also, how about some strategies to get your Gideon's cookie or cake with minimal waits? How to cover your entire split stay with just one ticket per guest? And also, how many Magic Bands is too many? We get into a great debate there. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for your Disney trip planning needs. They will take great care of you and get the best price possible on that Disney adventure. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click does mean a lot to us. It really helps us out. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to all of our patrons. You guys are the source that gets the show out there all around the world four times a week. We couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1950 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope the show finds you well and just having a great start to your day or into your day. That's a great thing about podcasting. Like, I always think that everybody listens at about 5:30 in the morning when the show comes out. You're sneaking up your laces and getting ready to go out for that sunrise run. Is that you? Probably not. You know, maybe you're just hanging out in the car. I know that's exactly. Yeah, probably not. But that's a great thing about podcasting. Like, you think in your mind's eye how the listener will take the show, and it's probably nothing like I'm expecting. And I don't care. As long as you're listening, we're glad to have you here wherever you are in the world. Of course, it is Wednesday. That means it's time to tackle your listener questions. So joining me today from the mouseforless.com, where we get our news every Sunday night for the live shows, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a newsy kind of week so far already. So, you know, I'm assuming we'll just keep on rolling with that train this week. So choo-choo, I'm on board. Let's go. My typing fingers are ready to go.
Yeah, Disney's, there was a time back in like, do you remember, like, I guess it was like 2014, 15, 16 or something. They're like, okay, look, here's how it's going to be. Not really going to do much. We're just going to kind of stand pat, enjoy what we have for a little bit, and everybody just, just take it. Yeah, not in that
those
age.
Those days are long gone. Yeah. So, but, you know, this week all I have to say is rest in peace, NBA experience. We will miss you.
I know.
You and your 7 months that you had, basically.
I hardly knew ye. I did hear that the poorhouse is going to take over that, and they're going to have ample seating. Actually, speaking of ample seating, they should just turn that into the world's largest Ample Hills. I mean,
hey, we are getting ice cream in that area. It's just not Ample Hills.
And it was supposed to be Ample Hills back in the day. I mean, you
it
know,
was. And now it's going to be salt and straw, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, we're getting ice cream. So that part's good.
That's good.
But, yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to go in the space of the NBA experience, but it's got to be big.
I did hear it's going to be a Dave and Buster's temporarily, or sorry, a Spirit Halloween store, or sorry, a Walmart. No, just kidding. I don't think it's going to be any of those three things, but we'll see. I mean, we can all dream, right? Okay, joining us also, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, how's it going on this lovely Wednesday?
It's going great. I will just say we've been having some good weeks at the Magic for Less Travel. We've been talking Adventures by Disney. I got interviewed again by one of our local stations, KDKA, about that. Was also in one of the travel magazines there too. So Adventures by Disney is my passion, and I know I've shared that on the show. But I love that product. Everyone I've done, I've come off of them and just been like, that is one of the most incredible vacations I've ever been on, and I want to do it again. So sign me up. So anyways, just lots of stuff like that. We have one of the Disney travel agents where travel agents go to learn about the Disney product and book the Disney products. They have a new video out about the 50th anniversary, and one of our own, Miss Hannah Forrester, is featured in there. I know, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're like everywhere this week. Love it.
Yes. It's always good news. And, you know, Hannah's definitely, she's got the face for social media. Totally.
She,
I mean,
yes. Yes. She's younger. She knows all the things.
Right. When I'm not sure, I either ask Hannah Page, Mallory, you know, it's like, I'm just, there's a reason this is an audio podcast primarily. I know we do this on video. I mean, but there's also a reason I don't promote it too much. Just we're in your ear, and that's where really I've got a face for radio.
YouTube.com/BRGuestPodcast to see Mike in all his glory.
That's it. Okay. So let's jump in here with a question from Emily Tharp in our live chat. I have a question. Let's see here. And she says she's 32, so she's not vintage like I am. So there you go. Going next week with my sister, who's 29. We went often growing up, but she hasn't been in years. What would your first ride be at both Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom? They're going to rope drop those two parks. First ride, Pam, what are you going to do?
So Hollywood Studios, you got to go to,
Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog, Slinky Dog. It's National Roller Coaster Day as we're recording. That's why I'm
okay. So I'll give you that because the Slinky Dog line is sometimes a little more daunting than Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. But it's such, Slinky Dog is such a great way to start the morning too, isn't it? A little thrilling, not too thrilling. That's where I'm going to go. At Animal Kingdom, of course, I am going to Avatar because I'm going to ride Flight of Passage. And again, that one is just a little thrilling, not super thrilling, but just really good examples of some things that Disney does well. For you, those of you who don't know, Slinky Dog ride was sort of an existing roller coaster out there that Disney put their own stamp on, right? And they certainly did. It feels very much like a Disney attraction. And of course, Flights of Passage is absolutely unique to Disney. So awesome.
What about you, Ricky? What are you going to do?
Ah, gosh, this is tough. I think I agree with Pam in the sense of going to Slinky Dog first. I would have said Mickey and Minnie's, but they both keep you out in the sun for a while though, so that's kind of something to keep in mind. You're definitely, because the queue for Mickey and Minnie, I've definitely waited outside in that queue in the hot sun. That's definitely a little toasty. I would definitely suggest having an umbrella and using that for shade because you're certainly going to need it. But, I still think I'm going to suggest going to Slinky Dog first because I think a lot of people stop at Mickey and Minnie's because it's the first thing that you see.
Totally.
So keep on going, keep on trucking and head over to Slinky Dog. And then, you know, there's so many attractions at Hollywood Studios that are e-ticket that it's so hard to, you know, dissect which way to go after that because, you know, you can go to Millennium Falcon, you can go to Mickey and Minnie's, you can go to Tower of Terror, you can go to Rock and Roller Coaster. I mean, there's just so many options at that point. But I think Slinky Dog is still like the right option for the first option. So that's good. And of course, Toy Story Mania, which of course we've kind of talked about, was at one point like the hot ride to get on first thing.
Right.
And now you're like,
Toy Story. It's still a fun ride too. Skipped it.
So
I'm like, and then I rode it last time. I'm like, God, I love this ride. So it hasn't lost anything, but nobody.
It's so much fun. I'll give you that. It's just like when you're like thinking about attractions at this point. Now you're like, oh, I gotta go hit Tower. Or I've gotta go hit, you know, Bikini or Millennium Falcon. So
Sleep on Frozen, the Frozen Ever After single.
I agree with that.
That is a great show. I'm telling you, I'm fired up for it.
Frozen is fantastic. Do not skip it.
I mean, don't rope drop it because there's no show to rope drop. No, so you can't. No. But I mean, because if you go there, it's like sad. You got to wait for 2-3 hours. But and you're also a great point. People are bringing up in the chat. You could do the toys, Tower Rock and Roller Coaster, kind of a twofer because most people are going to go not down Sunset. So
this is a good point too. Yeah.
So. And if you don't want to yak first thing in the morning, Kilimanjaro Safaris, good rope drop attraction.
Also a good option. That was going to be my choice. Or Everest if you want, you know, the coaster experience. So.
Again, I'm old. I'm getting old.
I know you're getting old.
I want to sit on a Jeep and see.
She's not old. She's 32.
That's true. She's young. She can handle it. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's why I picked it because, you know, sit on a bench, watch animals go by, riding a Jeep.
Okay. It is a good time to go, though, the morning, because yes. the animals are active Correct. In the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, animals and runners, both. Yeah. And sometimes runners running from animals. Tim, great question here. Very timely. For old time's sake. When's Space 220 going to open? Ricky, what? Again, 2021, still kind of like 2020 part two. So this could change. But
right.
maybe, Ricky, what have we heard?
I mean, as I have definitely said in my blog article, I will not believe this restaurant actually exists until I have my feet
That's right.
inside the building.
Until like, I am sitting in my flight I'm suit sitting. Inside the place, snacking on astronaut ice cream.
Exactly. I'm not going to believe it exists. Look, Disney showed a great video on their TikTok about right. the, you know, how gorgeous it is and inside. I still don't believe it's real
right, it's
until
a fake
my
app.
Happy feet are in there. So, yeah. Thanks, Tim, by the way, for throwing out the all important question that, you know, we get all the time here on the podcast. And honestly, they're saying mid-September. That's what I'm hearing. So hopefully mid-September. That's
I know
answer.
This poor restaurant too, man. It can never live up to the hype, right? Yeah. No matter how good it is
it will. Oh. I think because
I hope it does.
We talked about this on Sunday night's call-in show. I think it's going to be a combination of Skyline from the cruise line, okay, because of the virtual windows
That's
and stuff
true.
Where it's
yes.
taking different places. But an animator's palette, because it's going to be on a more grand scale with, you know, tables and, you know, people eating full meals. But if right. you took Skyline and expanded it out to a dining room and then really even plussed it as far as the food, I think that's what you're getting. And I think this is going to be just crazy.
Throw in a little coral
cool.
reef, too.
Well, people did say that. People said coral reef. Yeah, that's right.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm so excited about this restaurant. I cannot wait to step foot in there. Like I said, I'm not going to believe it's real until I step foot in there. So, you know, it's going to be like, as soon as it opens, it will be one of my first stops. Because I'm like, I got to see this place finally.
Right.
Because, I mean, look at all the delays it's had over the, you know, past, not only because of COVID, which pushed it back, but, you know, there were delays in construction. And I mean, I think we had like a opening time frame, like five different times for the stupid restaurant. So I'm going to be so glad to finally see it officially.
It's open. Like test track.
Part
two.
Yeah, the right. side, it's the too side of the park yeah. is just like play.
It is. It's a, yes. Knock on wood. Don't build anything there.
Look, let's hope Guardians of the Galaxy that goes well, because like seriously, that whole side is just like, oh, you're opening something up on that side of the... No, dude, it ain't gonna happen when you think it is.
And how about this, Pam? Buffets are returning Bulma back this Friday.
No. Yes. I know. Just incredible to see. I love how Disney's been able to roll out these openings almost on a weekly basis. They give us something to look forward to. It's so good to see those capacity, you know, they're dealing with capacity issues and opening other restaurants to handle any increased capacity. Thankfully, they've been getting some other new cast members, right? Which they definitely needed to make a lot of this possible. So it's so cool. I am very interested on how they're going to roll out the buffet, though. And they are doing it in California. So that is happening. So
wait, you got to go to California to go to Bulma? Wait, what? That's I didn't read that well, in the article.
We're starting rumors now. Okay.
They're doing it. They're doing buffets yeah. out there. So yeah. I think what we'll see, though, is while there are buffets, they're looked like in the pictures, right? And of course, everyone is dissecting the pictures, right? I was like, I downloaded them. I'm making them bigger, looking at them. But there looks like a lot of little individual portions of things that are easy to grab. So, you know, I will be the first to admit buffets were not my favorite because I've seen kids up to their elbows in the salad.
You just can't think about it. I love buffets. You just can't overthink it. You just got to go in and just be like, it's a blissful situation.
It's too great. Late.
It's too late.
Yes, it's too late. So this may be a kinder, gentler buffet for those of us who are buffet challenged.
We've always had problems with buffets and just kind of put our minds out of it.
Yeah. I very frequently was like, where are your parents?
Right.
Yeah. You need to come back up with your parents.
No, it's
be an age limit just, to go up to the buffet.
Just give me the chowder. That's all I say. Just give me the chowder. I love that chowder.
It's so true. Yes, I was absolutely. I'm not like one of those people who gets like crabby with other people's kids usually, but like at the buffet, that was the one time I was like, let me help you with that. where are your parents? Go get them next time. Come up with your parents. And I mean, that's you know, I'm right there with you.
You saying that actually to some random child.
I said it nice, but yeah, it was a lot. It's just a lot for me to take.
I have a master's degree in elementary education. I'm allowed to throw that stuff down to kids. I mean, legally, nice. Like I can be like, you know what? I'm a professional here. I can't tell you get away from my chowder. Back away. Right. Okay.
Back off. Yes. The mulligatawny.
Huh? What? Okay. Speak English. Len's got a question. One of my great guests over at the Magic for Less, and this is a good one because I don't know. Is there a strategy you needed to get a cookie at Gideon's? And if so, what is the strategy? So I'll ask both of you. Pam, what is your pro tip to get the cookie? Because I haven't had the cookie. I feel bad. Like, I'm the only one that hasn't had a cookie.
What do you mean? You haven't had a Gideon's cookie yet?
I'm not into that. Like, the thing is, I don't need another thing that's 1,600 calories that I like. You know, like, it's again,
I don't. You don't have to eat the whole cookie.
I know.
I don't think I've ever eaten a whole cookie. I think we've gotten it and cut it many ways.
It doesn't, here's a math lesson for you. You have a 1,600 calorie Gideon's cookie. You cut it in quarters, but you only eat a quarter of it four times. You still eat the whole damn thing. I should have said that, but it's like, that's how I think. Like, I'm like, okay, it's 400 calories four times. It's still, you can't beat the math.
You can work off those 400 calories at different times, Michael.
That's right. But the thing is, I don't know. I worry about these things because everybody that has gone there has like praised these cookies. Right. It's like Scott. He's like, it's not just the cookies, Mike. It's the cake. You got to get the cake.
I haven't had the cake yet and I'm dying for it. But I can't get into Gideon's.
Scott talked me into the cake last time. Scott and Elizabeth talked me into getting the cake.
There's so much stuff I like at Walt Disney World that if I ate everything that was so good, I'd come home and I wouldn't fit in my door jams. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I worry about this stuff. So.
But wait till the time you get one, right? And then you'll be thinking, oh my gosh, why did I resist this for so long?
I know, that's what I don't want. But anyway, back to Len's question. What's a strategy to get a cookie?
I'm here to help. So here's the best strategy. You ready? Plan a dinner at Disney Springs. Go get in the virtual queue before you go to dinner.
Yes.
Then by the time you're done eating, chances are your queue will be, it'll be time for you to go there. That's the easiest way to do it. Also, there are lots of people who get there first thing in the morning when it opens. The Gideon's is going to open probably before you're going to be able to get a bus to Gideon's to get there. But it's fine. If you go sometimes in the morning, it traditionally will not be that much of a line. And it's just, there's something about the cookies. Like, they're really good. And just give them a try. The cake was very good, too. Scott talked us into the cake. And it happened to be when we were there last, the Fresh from Florida kind of thing happening, or the Flavors of Florida happened at Disney Springs. It was key lime, which actually happens to be Steve's favorite. So we had to get the cake. And it was very good too. Very moist, very good icing. It's just it's a good cake. So, nice. Definitely check them out. They're good.
Ricky, same strategy?
I think Pam's on the right track. I mean, definitely go first thing when you get to Disney Springs to put yourself on the wait list. I think the wait list has calmed down a little bit, obviously, since it first opened. I mean, you know, when it first opened, you had everybody losing their minds and waiting, you know, 11 hours for cookies, which it's not that way anymore, which is thankfully good. So I think, you know, the most you probably have to wait is maybe 2-3 hours, hopefully. Of course, that is insane.
In the real world, that is, I mean, I love the work. I mean, we do a Disney podcast. We've been doing it for 13 years. This is how I make my living, is planning Disney trips. But when you say that, if you take that out of context, we're talking about a virtual queue of 2-3 hours to get a cookie or a slice of cake. In the real world,
well, here's the deal. I'm not just buying one cookie when I go there. I'm buying both cookies.
Buy it up. Yeah, if you're going to wait all that time, get it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm definitely buying multiple.
What you should do is buy a bunch of cookies, then stand outside. Right.
You're like, oh, you didn't get them up. Dude, you didn't get the virtual queue that's only going to cost you 100% of the cookie cost.
Right,
you know,
like, exactly.
You can't stand outside directly Gideon's, though. I say go into the parking garage and just
be
like one of those people with the cookies and their trench coat. Be like, I got cookies.
I got a chocolate chip, a pistachio chocolate chip.
I think
cookies and cream.
You gotta have your overcoat and be like, look, what do you want?
Totally trench coat.
Go on level three behind
I'll see you in the lime garage.
Okay. Pay the woman on level two, please.
Yes. Oh my god, this is so wrong. Disney fans, and I'm one of them. I'm just saying we're a different breed sometimes. So
we're Breaking Bad.
I don't know what that means, but we're okay. We're going on. Okay. Next question. I like this one from Diane because I can totally. Oh wait, actually, this is from WHM116 in the live chat. When they return, what's your favorite dessert party in any part? Okay, so if of course these when they return, they could be different. I will say the most fun one I ever went to was the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam dessert party at the studios. Now, who knows if that'll ever come back. But, like, the desserts were cute. Like, they were Christmassy, and they had the little... I've never seen that movie, that Prep and Landing, but, like, the little elves on some of the little cupcakes.
It's a short, Mike. It'll take you 22
I know. I'm
minutes.
Just saying, though, but I'm just saying, like...
22 minutes to see it.
That was a fun little, you know, dessert party, and the show was great. And that was my favorite dessert party I've ever been to. So, Pam, what about yours?
There's a special place in my heart for the Magic Kingdom ones. And the reason why is you get to grab some of that hub grass and sit there. I like the one where you aren't sitting at Tomorrowland Terrace. You go, you get your desserts either before or after, and you get to enjoy the hub grass and sit in there. I really like that. The view of the castle is awesome. And it's just one of my favorite. Plus, you know, Magic Kingdom fireworks.
That's true. That's true. Ricky, what about you?
Len is requesting that I say jingle bell, jingle bam.
I know, I was waiting for that. That's why I was dramatic pause there because I was waiting for it. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I am going to be honest. I have never done a dessert party.
Never? You roll your own. You just go get a Mickey bar, watch some fireworks. You don't even watch fireworks. I forgot about that.
I don't watch fireworks. Yeah. I mean, the only times I watch fireworks are usually
what is happening here?
Hard ticket events, but I really don't watch fireworks. I watch them like at the end of the night. So like with illuminations, I would watch that because like that was it. You know, the park closed. So like I definitely got a spot for illuminations. But for the most part, yeah, I don't. Unless it's like the last thing at the end of the night, I don't watch fireworks. So I haven't done a dessert party, which I know is very sad for me. So it's kind of like on my bucket list of things to do, like to try, you know, a dessert party. So I'll just add that to my bucket list.
Sorry. I will say though, because we were talking about the Gideon's calories and their cookies, right? Oh man, I've been to like two or three dessert parties and I have no it's like being on a cruise. I have no discipline and I leave with a bellyache so bad I can barely watch fireworks because I got to get my money's worth and I just, you know, too many cupcakes.
Here's my idea. Genius idea. Just thought of it. Okay. I go to Gideon's. I wait and get the virtual queue. I get my cookies. I take the box. I put it in my purse. I bring a box of cookies into the park.
Yeah, it's a roll your own.
Yeah. I've got my own dessert party.
Real. Yeah, exactly. 100%. It's a roll your own dessert party. I mean,
you know, I'm famous for bringing, you know, snacks in my purse. So I might as well just bring in Gideon's cookies and have that be that. Make my own dessert party.
It's the Ricky dessert party. Yes.
The Ricky dessert party.
Okay. Diane has a question that I am uniquely qualified to answer this one. She says, my daughter's killing me with her growing Magic Band collection. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we talked about, did you write the article that Magic Bands are no longer going to work starting October 1st?
No.
Because it's not true. I was just messing with people.
Oh, okay. I was like, bands. Wait, what?
Because Sunday night people were talking about they're buying that $40 50th anniversary Magic Band. And I think it was Jeff that called in. I'm like, oh yeah, on October 1st, Magic Bands no longer work.
You're a terrible human being.
Out of here.
And I almost had a heart attack. Stop. It was a joke. It was a long play. Gosh. Anyway, just kidding. She says, and if you're driving and you have a collection of 783 Magic Bands, I'm sorry if you just change lanes and almost hit the car next to you. I totally apologize for that. I got to be more careful. She says, what is the maximum amount of Magic Bands that can be assigned to one person? Okay, so I just laugh because I'm the world's worst person. I never deactivate a Magic Band, okay, ever. And every time I would go over the last, Magic Bands have been around, almost like 8-10 years or something?
They've
I mean, maybe.
A while.
Quite a while, right? Okay. So,
okay, not forever.
And I always, when I go, I usually do like a split stay, right? Most of the times, like my summer is usually two or three different resorts. And then I would go down for race weekends. And, you know, annual pass, you got a Magic Band. I literally, Because I would always get one, and I'd always get one for every state. I don't know why. It's just because I'm a, you know, like I get excited. I used to get excited back in the day when they would come in the mail. Stupid, but I did. And so, like, you know, Magic Band would be like Dopey 48 or Dopey 20, you know, or for the year. Well, that didn't happen. Dopey 18, whatever. So the whole thing is like they all have little cute names on them and all this stuff. So I have just tons of Magic Bands in my account. So when my door doesn't open, when I hoof myself all the way from the main building at Coronado Springs back to the Ranchos, and my door doesn't open, back in the day before I could use my phone, because that's a good backup. If your door doesn't open, use the app now. But I would go up to the front desk and be like, oh, dude, I'm so tired. My door won't open with my Magic Band. What's going on? And they'd pull up my little account. Oh, I'll fix it. And they look and they're like, oh, sir, do you know you have like 197 Magic Bands active on your account? I'm like, yeah, no, I kind of. You should deactivate it. I'm like, well, I can't do it right now. I'm too tired. And so they give me the old what to, and then they try to figure out where it is because, you know, you got to find the one you're using. But yeah, you can have a lot. But I will say, long story short, actually long story that didn't become short, it causes issues when you have a bajillion active Magic Bands. You run into a lot of trouble. So
100%. I wonder if that's the case, though. Like, it's her daughter. So, like, I mean, her daughter's probably not using her Magic Band a lot. So I wonder if it causes that many problems with, well, I mean, I know active, it causes problems with doors.
You can deactivate them on your Magic Experience card. That's the trick. You don't want to have a bunch active.
No, that's true.
I usually keep about 5 to 8 active at any one time. And any more than that, it's not just an issue with opening the door. It is with your My Disney Experience account. So it, and all that linking and stuff like that. So just to keep things clean, just keep them there, but you can deactivate and reactivate them at any time.
That's true.
So that, I mean, that's easy. Just keep them on there. So every now and then I bring, this is when they used to give them free, but I would bring a bag of Magic Bands back to Walt Disney World and ask them to not deactivate. I would deactivate them, make sure that they were deactivated, and then bring them back so that they can recycle. Because there comes a point in time when I'm out of things to do with the Magic Bands. Right. I mean, I liked them, you know, and I'm glad I had them, but we're done.
Well, back in our day, Ricky probably doesn't remember this. Remember Hands Across America?
Yes.
If you combined our two Magic Bands and like looped them like like garland on a Christmas tree, we'd have Hands Across America with just our
100%. In fact, you have to come down to Pittsburgh, bring all your Magic Bands, and I'll get all my extra ones. And then as you drive home, just let a little bit out.
That's right. Actually, we'll just start building them at our house. We'll meet like in Indiana somewhere in Connecticut. Okay. That's totally it. Okay. Corwin of Amber, who is the snarkiest / funniest guy in the chat every week, and I appreciate it. He's got the best comments. So if you're missing the videos, you got to, because the video, I think the audio, the comments pop up when you're watching. He says, I don't think this is snarky, it's just a good question, but the other stuff's pretty funny. As I've previously mentioned, I am sad about the current incarnation of the extended hours, Mondays and Wednesdays, Magic Kingdom and Epcot only. Think there is any chance that they're going to expand these? And they have been expanding them slowly but surely as you watch calendar. But Ricky, what are your thoughts on that?
I suspect that they will probably like start out with, you know, the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, just because those are the two parks that people tend to want to go to spend the evening hours in. I suspect that they will continue with that trend moving forward for a while. Then maybe as things, you know, continue to pick up, they might add in, you know, Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom. Actually, I think Animal Kingdom's the last one that they'll do, and that might take a while because they still, you know, close the park early anyway now again. So I think that it's going to be a while, honestly. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's going to be a while before you see anything besides Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And I think they're going to continue to do them just on Mondays and Wednesdays from now on. So for the time being, again, hopefully that continues to change.
I don't know on this one. Pam, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, because this is something that, again, is not offered to all on-site guests. It's the,
correct,
you know, the select hotels, the deluxe villas, the deluxe hotels. Pam, what do you think?
Yeah, I think right now, even as it stands, there are very few times right around closing that you're going to see big crowds at both Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, which is why I really am suspecting that those are not part of this at this point in time. If there comes a point in time in the future where that changes, then I think they probably would explore that. But it just really, there really hasn't been a need for that at this point. There really hasn't. So hopefully as we move forward, they'll be able to continue to increase capacity and that will be more of a needed benefit. But I will say, I know that there's so many feelings about this out in the Disney worlds, right? That first of all, the early entry program is going to be open to all on-site guests, while the evening one is going to be open to only those staying in deluxe or deluxe villa accommodations. And it will be really interesting to see how this pans out. Will it be such a reduced number of guests that this is going to be a slam dunk in terms of effectiveness and an effective way to use your time and something you are not going to want to miss? Because let's all face it, at some point, we all sort of became lackadaisical with the extra magic hours, right? We could go, we could not go. We didn't, you know, we didn't really value that time. I know some people did, but there's a lot of people who did not. And not that I'm like, you need to value that time, but I'm just saying, I think that there's the potential that these will be so much more valuable that you'll see a lot of folks in those resorts really benefiting from that. So,
all right, let's get to some, squeeze these all in here. Lisa's got a question. I am used to Gulf seafood. Is Cape May a good backup if we can't get Ohana? And again, I'm not that I'm bitter, but I've never been to Cape May Cafe. Because when we walk past that, my whole family's like, oh, it stinks. And I'm like, dude, it does kind of stink. But I'll take my chances because I like seafood. Ricky, you've been there. What do you think? Been to a backup for Ohana Forrester. She's doing great.
I'm out. Yep, Ohana. That's a new one. I've never heard of that restaurant before. I mean, they are doing right now a boil option. It's basically, if you've been, I know they're really big here in Atlanta. They have like the bag boil thing where they have like crab and, you know, corn.
Yeah, they're big in Alabama potatoes. And Louisiana and stuff like that. I've seen them. Yeah.
No, yeah. They're really big here too. So I think that's kind of like the gist of what they're doing right now. So it's really hard to say because it's not like a whole bunch of type of seafood. It's really, you know, very limited as to what seafood options are in there. So, I mean, if you want to try it, I say, sure, go ahead. I think if you can't get Ohana and the menu appeals to you, go right ahead and try it. So, but it's not going to be like, obviously we were talking about Bulma coming back and buffets coming back. Like it's not a buffet dining experience like it used to be. So I just wanted to, you know, keep that in mind. Like it's not like all the different mussels and, you know, clams and shrimp and, you know, all of that. It's a very strict menu right now. So just make sure that the menu looks good for you. And then if it does, go ahead.
Hey, Ed Ogeron, the coach of the LSU Tigers, should come out and serve you and be like, go Tigers. You got to be an SEC football fan to get that one.
Okay.
Michelle's got a question. Which breakfast would you pick on our trip? Topolino's or Chef Mickey's? We'll be traveling with three kids. They're 6, 4, and 3. Pam, which one are you picking and why?
Oh, golly. If this is one of, you know what? Either way, I'm picking Topolino's. It just, the food there is really good. It's really good breakfast food. And in addition, we had some great character interaction and I love seeing them in the different outfits, right? They're not the traditional outfits. You should know that coming in. They sort of go with that location. So that's what I would pick.
What about you, Ricky?
I agree. I was going to pick Topolino's as well. I just think that the menu options are a little bit better. Not that, you know, Chef Mickey's is bad, but again, it's not a buffet. They have set menus now. So that's something to think about too. So, again, this is a situation where I'm going to say, look at the menus of what's being offered. It's both are character meals. So that's a positive. Both have very similar characters. So look at the menus of what is being offered and see which one has more things that your kiddos are going to want to eat and enjoy. If it's a, you know, wash, they both have, you know, things that they would like, then I'm going to steer you toward Topolino's. I think that's a better choice.
Topolino's, though, would be, so I'm trying to picture kind of just the atmosphere, right? Besides food, because it's breakfast and kids of that age will probably all eat Mickey waffles and, you know, hash browns and stuff, but, or potato barrels, got to be correct.
Right, potato barrels.
Yeah. So Chef Mickey's is going to be more of like a in-your-face, like really kind of brightly colored, where over at Topolino's, you're getting the fancier like experience of being at the top of the Riv. And you can ride the Skyliner too, which is kind of a fun thing for kids. Well, I mean, me too, but you get to ride the Skyliner probably to get there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the ages, with the age range of the kids, maybe Chef Mickey's might be better just because of what you said. Topolino's is a little fancier, but I would still look at the menus and see which one has more of an appealing thing, both to the kiddos and, of course, to you, too. So that's going to be my option.
You're paying the bill. Pick the one you want.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids will be fine.
And Michelle says she likes fancy, so
there you go.
Seriously. It's a fancy option.
You're paying the bill. The kids will be fine. They'll love it. I'm not kidding, because they don't just... You don't tell them you had an either or. Like, we're just going to breakfast here with the characters, man. Boom, at the top of this hotel. How cool is that?
How cool is this?
I mean, I love my kids, but, sometimes got to please yourself. All right, Ashley's got a question. If I have a split stay with 5 nights and then 2 nights, but need 5-day tickets, is there a way to do that with a package? Or is it best to just do tickets separately? Tickets would have to be 4 days on each stay. I love this question, Ashley, because this is why Mike was brought into this world. This is my jam right here. So I'll just say it real quick. I've said it many shows, but just for you, so you know. So what you can do on your first stay, you make that a package with your room and tickets. And what you can do is get the tickets that will cover both stays on that package. Then you book the second reservation as a room only, and you can continue to use those tickets for as long as you need them. Just look at the validation dates. But if they're back-to-back stays, you should be totally fine. So say you're staying 4 nights on your initial stay, first hotel, 3 nights on the other. But you want to go into the park 7 days. You can put a 7-day ticket on the package, even though you're only staying 4 nights. That is legal. There's no problem with that. Sometimes you can't do that online. You got to talk to Disney to get that done. And then you book the second one as a room only. Of course, you do have different final payments and cancellation policies with the package. You got to pay the whole balance 31 days prior to check-in, and that's when your refund will become non-refundable. And with the room only, you pay your final payment at check-in, and it's refundable up to 6 days prior to check-in. But really not a problem. That's how you do it. We do this. This is what I live to do. This is my jam, Pam. So it sounds confusing, but it's really not. That's the way to accomplish this.
It's not. We do this every day. It's like because it's something that a lot of our guests really want to enjoy. Two different resorts at Walt Disney World. The resorts are so unique and each has its own benefits. And let's just face it, you want to try two different resorts, right? It's hard to choose sometimes. So we do this all the time. But yeah, I love that Disney has made this something that guests are able to do, even with the date-based ticketing. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. I mean, it's just a good thing to do. All right, so real quick, somebody's asking in the chat. This is, we're talking about Gideon's. Gideon's or an Everglaze donut? See, I'm a donut guy, man. I'm Everglaze donuts because I had one of those when we were down for cheer. Now, that thing... It didn't tell me how many calories it was, so I just blocked it out.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Dude, that thing was so good. I can't remember. Like a peanut butter cup on top, all broken up on top of a big donut. That was so... I think I put that on live on Instagram, and I was like, giddy.
You did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick, though, an Everglaze donut or a Gideon's cookie, what are you going to do, Ricky?
Gideon's. I would choose Gideon's because I feel like the Everglaze donut is basically just a glazed donut that they put toppings on. And I'm not saying they're not good and it's not very creative and whatnot, but it is just the glazed donut that there are toppings on.
Wow. She's throwing down.
I know. It was a spiritual experience for me. I'm just saying it was not just a glazed donut. Because I love some Reese's peanut butter cups on top of a glazed donut. But whole. Yeah, and Len says I'd choose both. So
I've actually done both. Yeah, I'm with Len. Yeah. But if I have to choose, if I'm being honest, I'm not the biggest donut fan. I don't really know why, but I like, if I have a choice, if it's sitting out there and I have to choose between, a cookie and a donut, I'm going to go with the cookie every single time. So I would choose Gideon's over Everglaze. And that's for the plain and simple fact that I really prefer cookies over donuts anyway. So Everglaze is very good, don't get me wrong. I would, if you're giving me an Everglaze donut, I'm gonna eat it. I'm not the biggest donut fan. I'm just not.
I think too, here's the thing, here's a hot take. I think Everglaze Donut is like totally under.
Like, I agree with you.
You don't even know it's there. I think, you know, even think like a lot of hardcore fans even think about Everglaze Donut. Like, okay, the equivalent over at Universal and City Walk is Voodoo Donut. Which is like, oh my gosh, if you go there, you got to get a Voodoo Donut. I mean, and trust
Voodoo
me,
Donuts are each different.
They were good.
Agreed.
Yes,
Yeah. And they're not all glazed donuts.
They have cake donuts. They have filled donuts. Yes. Yeah. The whole spiel.
Yeah, whereas Everglaze, you're right. It is mostly just the glazed donut. I would agree with that. I know they have a few cake donuts, but they're plain cake donuts. They're not like fancied up like Voodoo does. So,
but Everglaze does have awesome coffee.
They really do.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah. Is that peanut butter chocolate coffee? Right.
That's at Gideon's,
they
do.
No, they have peanut butter.
They do. Right. They do. You're right. Yeah, they do. I've had it both. I've had something similar in both places.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have good coffee at both locations, but yeah, Everglaze absolutely. And it's really cute. And the toppings are fantastic. Like you walk in and it's hard. Mm-hmm. To not, you know what I mean? Be like, oh my gosh, like I have to pick one of these. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love Led's comment. He says he's gaining weight just listening to today's show. I agree. And if you're running, I apologize. Here's my last thing about Voodoo and Everglaze. I mean, Voodoo is like you got to check it out. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like a place you really want to go, but it's like,
no, it's so
like,
good.
I got to go in there. Like, it's Voodoo. Like, Everglaze just sounds happy. Like, it's just, it's Everglaze.
If I'm being honest, I think Voodoo is a little cheaper than Everglaze is as well. So, and their donuts, I think they're a little bit better. So, I think Voodoo's cheaper. So, go to Voodoo.
Yeah. I went down for the training for Universal in 2018 and I was a little like, you know, I'm like, I'm a Disney guy. I'm just here, you know. And then they brought in all these donuts and I'm like, okay, you're trying to win me over with donuts. That's not fair.
Right?
I think I told that to Ben Lappin. I said, Ben, like, dude, I'm a Disney guy, and they're trying to feed me these donuts that are so good. Like, what's wrong with them? They're trying to win.
That's what happens with the Universal.
I was like, this ain't fair. They're going to win.
Okay. They sneak in with donuts.
That was so wrong. Okay, Karen's got a question here in the inbox. She says, hey, Mike, have they announced all the statues yet? We were talking about the gold statues last week. Yes. I've been really hoping Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is one. I love that Disney got him back for Walt. Remember, we traded Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes, we traded you to NBC apparently or somewhere to get Oswald the Lucky Rabbit back. Craziest thing. How would you like to be traded for an animated character from like 1930?
How would you feel if you were Al Michaels? To be perfectly honest,
I mean, like, you know, you're the player to be named later. You know,
you did what?
Yeah, exactly.
You traded me over to NBC for a.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. For a sketch. Anyway, that's Karen, who says not a Karen, and she's in Aggieland. So I love that. So it's Karen, not a Karen. Okay, so Ricky, are they just trinkling these out, which I think they're doing, right? That's pretty
trinkling?
Good idea. I mean,
did you just say
sorry,
trinkling?
I got to take a break here between shows. Trinkling? Isn't that what
yes,
it is? Like,
they're trinkling them out.
Like, a little water spout.
Trickling.
Right?
Yes.
Trickling. Sorry, it's been a day. I'm telling you.
They're trinkling them out. Yes.
It's been a year.
And I got a case of the Mondays we record, so let's roll.
Exactly. As far as the recording of this podcast, they have not released an Oswald option. I can guarantee you by the time this podcast comes out on Wednesday, they would have released the Oswald choice.
It will trinkle out.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, Karen, not a Karen.
Exactly. So I look, if Oswald is not one of them, I would be shocked at this point because they're bringing out the Orange Bird, so I am certain they're going to bring out Oswald. They have
Andrew,
to.
We need to add Trinkle to the beat.
Trinkle! yes, we do.
Trinkling. Trinkle.
Here's a question. And Len's asking, how big are the statues? Are they? They're pretty small, right? A couple, like a foot-ish? 18 inches?
Yeah, they're not that cute.
They'll fit in a bag.
Yeah, I can steal that. That'll go in my purse. Pocket snacks.
But here's the important question we're overlooking. Will there be an Al Michaels statue?
I'm going to go with that Al Michaels will not have a statue. I'm sorry for him.
That'd be kind of cool. What if they have like
missed opportunity?
They put out the 50 statues, right? And they're doing all around the parks. It's gonna be cool. Everybody's gonna be Instagramming them. But then what if they like put 51 through 100? You know, somewhere where in Dino Land or something.
I mean, that would be a good
in place. The
no,
sand.
It's gonna there you go. It's gonna be in the Lime parking garage, and they're gonna be in my overcoat again. So
right.
I got
there
the rest
go.
Of them.
There's
Roger Rabbit. I'm just saying. Right. Yeah.
Less trafficked areas, so you'll find them, like, if you take a wrong turn off a Tower of Terror, which is always, like, you feel like you could, like, wind up back on the ride or something in some place you're not supposed to be. So, like, the third left, if you're on the first tower, there'll be one there. And it'll just be some more obscure characters, maybe.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
Like, who's that? That's that's the fourth pirate on Pirates of the Caribbean. That's, you know, he's in the, you know, he's there in the rum scene, but he's the fourth guy. You don't think about him. What's his name? I don't know. He's got a statue, though. He's like 72. Right. Yeah, totally.
I love this.
And like Michelle Lennon in the live chat are saying, you know, that'd be a cool thing to try to get a picture with all of them. I think that's what's going to become a thing, right? Once we have all 50 to try to maybe over a week, you know, do selfies with them or something. I think it'd be kind of cool. It'd be fun.
It'd be a fun thing.
And if you find Al Michaels, bonus. That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be in lime green parking lot.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I've got him under my
farewell.
It's fine.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, that's going to do it for today's show. If you have a question, send that to mike@brguestpodcast.com. We'll get that in the queue. Also, you can join us on Mondays, usually on Mondays. Next week, it could be a different time, but we'll update you on social media. But usually Mondays around 5:45 Eastern, we get together and have fun talking Disney. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your trip planning needs. We take great care of our guests. We're going to get you the best deal out there. Nobody wants to pay more than you need to, and we make sure that does not happen for your trips, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. It's just fun to have a trip on the books. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click does mean a lot to us. Again, one extra click. Bookmark it for future use. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put all these shows out all around the world. Four times a week, as good or as bad as they are, we put them out there, and you guys hopefully enjoy them. Hopefully you don't turn us off and you come back for the next show. But if you'd like to become a patron and get our fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday normally, this week it's going to be on a Wednesday, so you get a twofer today. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Follow us on the social. We're going to be on Instagram and Twitter at beourguestpod and at brguestmike. You're going to want to follow for this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to light that up here in about 24 hours. And of course, Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe to the show. You get notifications every time we go live. All right, that's going to do it for today. We're going to be back together again on Friday. And we're talking, well, we missed it, right? It's not Christmas in July. We're a little late. We're going to do Christmas in August. We're going to talk about the very merriest After Hours Christmas event. And on top of that, if you're not like, I'm not going down to Christmas, whoa, we got you covered. We're going to talk about where you can find Christmas year round at Walt Disney World, if you're a Christmas person, like I tend to be. So join us for that show as well. But until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike telling you to stay safe, stay healthy. It's time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.